20 Sports.
And this report brought to you by NFL On Location, your official access to Super Bowl 52. It's the Giants and Eagles Sunday at MetLife. The Jets are in New Orleans against the Saints. Mo Wilkerson will not make the trip for the Jets. Coach Todd Bowles stating today, coach's decision would not offer any more insight than that. It is not injury-related. Sore left knee, Kristaps Porzingis leaving last night's game for the Knicks against the Nets. That's the concern for the Knicks right now, who will take on the Thunder and Carmelo Anthony tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Nets with the back-to-back scenario. They are in Toronto against the Raptors tonight on WCBS News Radio 880 at 7:15. The hockey, Rangers and the Kings in the Garden, Devils Dallas Stars Prudential Center, and that is on the Fan at 6:50. This report sponsored by Burlington, your Burlington stores packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws and pillows and barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings, a Burlington style for everyone. And your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Get blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. 28 degrees, skies are mostly cloudy, and that's what's happening. This is John Minko with 2020 Sports on WFAN, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, Sports Radio 66. And now you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere by downloading the all-new radio.com app.
Time from the studios of WFAN in New York, and I guess there's going to be a name change in here after I depart today. This is Mike's On for Ancestor on the Fan on this Friday, December the 15th. It will be a football Friday, unlike others, because it will be my final show on the Fan, which I think everybody understands by now. So I thank everybody for yesterday, everyone who came down to the Paley Center, to my guys here who did a great job. And I saw a couple of things that, you know, people send me different stuff. A couple of people saying that I really acted well since I knew every guest that I had put the list together. I was not aware of anybody on that list except I did know Imus was calling because I had to do his show to reciprocate. I figured Dog would be calling, so that didn't surprise me. And I did know about LT because LT actually had one of his people text me because he didn't have the control room number. So I did know LT was trying to call late in the show, and then I didn't think he was going to call because it had gotten late. But he had texted me looking for the control room number. So other than LT, and I mean, I could have figured on some of them, okay? There were some ones that I knew would be there, like Jim Nance or Susan Wallman, but a lot of them, some of them absolutely shocked me, and I have to admit, and these guys did a great job jamming into a show where you still got to get in, you know, 18 minutes of commercials an hour. Getting 85 guests into the show is not easy. And we got 80, according to the count that Chernoff kept, 85 guests into the show yesterday, which is a lot, and I thank everybody who took the time to do it, and some people who I had not talked to in years. I mean, really, and some who I didn't even know were talking to me anymore, like Dick Ebersole, who hadn't talked to me in years because he was angry about something I said on the air. He and I used to be close, but I hadn't spoken to him in years. So he's been traveling a lot, too, but it was nice to hear from him and a bunch of different folks. It was a great show. Really was. Now, today will be different in that today it's your chance. For those of you who call, for those of you who listen, okay, this will be our last day together, and late in the show I will address things to you. But for those who actually do call or wish to call today for the first time, you're going to get a chance because nobody's on today except the callers. That's it. There's no guests. We've taken everybody out of the show today. We will do some updates with Mink when we get them in, but it's about you folks today. And then the last 20 minutes or so, I'll just kind of, you know, reminisce a little bit and, you know, figure out a way to say goodbye after 30 years, which obviously not an easy thing to do in any way. So it's been a wild couple of weeks. The reaction's been overwhelming. The fans have been great. And I understand, you know, listen, somebody say, oh, somebody wrote something nasty about you. You know, well, listen, a couple places I expect it, you know, if you can figure that out. But, hey, you take the good with the bad, and the good has so outweighed the bad, it's not even worth discussing, and it has been more than anybody deserves or anybody could ever expect. I mean, the reaction has been overwhelming from the Tillis Center a month ago to Mulcahy's last week, where people stood outside from 6 o'clock in the morning, to yesterday. To all the people who showed up on the show yesterday, to everybody here, you know, who has come and just finished, you know, taking photos with everyone who won photos the last half hour. So, you know, it's this is it. It hasn't really sunk in yet. Like, people have asked me, you know, I've done so many interviews. People have asked me, you know, has it sunk in? Well, no, it hasn't, number one. Also, I've just been so busy, it's been kind of hard to even, you know, get time to think about it. But what I really think it will get to me is after the first of the year. Now, normally late in December anyway, it's hectic. It's Christmas time. Then right after Christmas, we got all the bowl games and people travel, and all of a sudden it's New Year's. So you know how crazy and how different everything is over the holidays. Once you get to where you like the 23rd of Christmas until New Year's, it's a different time of year. No one thinks about anything except family and holidays and where you're going and this and that and throwing some football. And that's how everyone lives. We understand that. That's really everybody's time. So, but when after the New Year starts, after the school year starts, and after you'd be getting back to your routine, 2nd, 3rd of January, getting ready for playoff games, talking about a national championship game that was played on New Year's Day in college football, a big story breaks, a big trade, a big this, and not being here in front of you, I'm sure that will be a very stark change for me. So until I go through that, I don't know how it's going to, you know, how I'm going to react. I really don't. So I was cleaning out my office today. Chernoff came and got my key ready, so I better not lock the door because he already took it. So I didn't get Joe and Evan in the office. I tried, but it had already been promised to Boomer. So Boomer's inheriting my office starting on probably about 6:30. Maybe, who knows? He might be moving in now, as a matter of fact. He might be moving in before I move my stuff out. But he's getting the office, and they're changing the show a little bit, obviously. You got a new show coming in starting on Monday. Continent, and then the folks will be joining them with their new three-man show, which will be coming up. We wish them the best. We wish everybody the best. Joe and Evan will be here going 10 to 2. So, you know, this is something that we created, you know, a lot of us, and something we're all proud of. We really are. I mean, the fan is something I'm very proud of FAN. I'm very proud of everything that's happened at FAN. I think we built something to last. We've had some talented people come through here. We'll have more talented people come through here. And, you know, I think the fan is built to be here for a long, long time. So, you know, it will endure and it will thrive just like it always has. It'll be a little different. It'll be different for you, different for me. But that's, you know, that's the way things happen. You know, 30 years of this has been a blessing. It's been a gift. It's more than anybody could have ever hoped for. I've had the best job in the world. I wouldn't want any other job. I didn't want any other job. I've had the best job. I've never even considered a job change. I've never considered, before leaving here, never considered once ever changing my job in 30 years. Never even thought about it. There wasn't a job I wanted. It wasn't a job I coveted. There wasn't any job I even was looking forward to except my next day here. I loved having this job, and it was the right job for me. I was handsomely rewarded. I was successful at it. It was the job I wanted. It's always competitive. You have to perform. That's part of it. I love that part. I've always loved that part. I love the competition. I like finishing first. I mean, that's what I believe in. That's what we try to do. And we try to win as much as we possibly can. And we've won a lot. So we've been very lucky. So now we'll spend the next 5 hours talking to you before I wrap things up. And, you know, we'll reminisce a little bit. We'll talk about some stuff that's going on, too. We'll do some stuff also. We'll also go over the schedule coming up for the weekend, get ready for some football. We'll do picks. Where I'll do picks next week, I don't know yet. You might have to, you know, I'll alert Mons when I decide where I'm doing them. I'm going to do them somewhere next week. I don't know where yet. We'll see how that works out, but we'll somehow get that information to you. And we'll get everything rolling for one final time here in the big city right after this. All right, we're back. Now, the guys, before I get to the other side of six, do the update with Mr. Mitt, and then have some final thoughts for you as I say goodbye after all these years. They asked me to take one more call, so I will. This is almost like yesterday. I don't know who it is, but they said this person wants to be the last caller, so welcome.
Hello, husband.
You're going to be the last call.
First time, last time.
This is actually my lovely wife, who has never, ever been on the show before. In the history of the program, never been on the program. So that is fitting that you are the last call. You know that? It really is.
Well, this is amazing. And God has truly blessed you.
Yes.
And now it's time for you to come home to your biggest fans.
Well, thank you. You are, and that is as fitting a call as I am shocked, first of all, because I never thought you would get on the air ever. And even today, when the photographers asked you to take a picture with me, you refused again to even take a picture. So you usually shun all publicity. So that is fitting, and I could not have had a better last caller. So I love you, and thank you, and I will do that right after I have a few final words. Have you enjoyed the show the last couple of days?
Love it.
Okay. Well, anything you want to say before you let me get to the last half hour? Anything?
Nope. Hang in there.
Right.
And we love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you very much. Now that is shocking, and that's worth waiting for. That's my wife, Rowan, has never been on the show before, ever in the history of the program. In all these years, never been on the show. So I'm shocked. I never thought she'd go on a show. That actually shocked me. That's not easy. I'm trying to think. Mon's just telling me, you have to take this last call. I'm like, no, no more calls. He goes, you have to take this last call. I'm like, who the heck is it? I'm thinking, Mon's, what do you set up here? He says, I'm telling you, you got to take the last call. Well, obviously, it was my wife. I never thought that. My God, she has never been on the show. Even this morning, when we were doing some, you know, we had some photographers there, and we were doing something at the house before I left. They were asking her to take one photo because she wouldn't be in the ESPN 30 for 30, and she wouldn't take a photo ever. And she's just, I mean, she's, you know, very attractive and in great shape, phenomenal shape, but she just is one who likes to stay in the background. And she doesn't like to be photographed or be part of the action. She likes to stay in the, as I said, in the background and be an influence from there. So that surprised me, very much so. So, yes, that's what I'll do. I will finish up. First, I thank all the callers today. I apologize if we didn't get to your call. I really do. We tried to get to as many as we possibly could. So if I didn't, I do apologize. When I come back after the update, after we say goodbye to Mr. Met here, I will have some thoughts, and that will take us to Steve Summers. So it'll just be you with me and a couple of thoughts for the last 25 minutes of the show. But first, here at 6 o'clock for the last time, we said goodbye to my other update guy, the Mink Man. The other guy who has been with me all these years is Bob Uessler, Mr. Met, as we call him. So, Bob, thank you very much.
Mike, you know how hard it was for Mink to step aside?
Yes, he very nice of him to grant you the six.
It was, yes.
It is. So, Bob, thank you for all the many years. You were a big part of the program. Continued success. And thank you is all I can say for all the many years, and you did a great job. It was great having you here, and thanks very much.
As I've been saying, thank you. And, you know, just one added thought is that, you know, what I do is usually right down the middle for you to kind of take that curtain and pull it apart and reveal.
Turn you into a psycho.
You know, the thing is, we're all sports fans.
That's it.
All sports fans at the core, whether you do what I do or you do, we're all sports fans, and we all have our little quirks and craziness. And I thank you for allowing people like me to kind of have that side of it shine as well. So
one last time, here's Mr. Met.
Mike, we will keep this one real fast. The news on Kristaps Porzingis: encouraging. Left last night's game with a sore knee. No structural damage. Porzingis day-to-day. Questionable for tomorrow against Carmelo and the Thunder. Nets Raptors tonight in Toronto on WCBS 880. The Jets in New Orleans this Sunday. No Mo Wilkerson being left behind. Todd Bowles calls it a coach's decision. He was reportedly late for a team meeting. Devils home for Dallas on the Fan at 650. Rangers Kings at the Garden. Carlos Santana signs a 3-year deal with the Phillies. Zach Cozart to the Angels. 24 degrees. Light snow at Central Park. That's what's happening. I'm Bob Uechtler with 2020 Sports on Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. And you can now listen to The Fan anytime and anywhere by downloading the all-new radio.com app.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On The Fan, New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, a little after six. Thank you, Bob. And again, thank you to everybody here at The Fan, for from Bob to the Mink Man, to my guys here, Mons and Chris McGonigal, to represent all the producers we've had and all the board ops we have had through my days and through the Mike and the Mad Dog days, to all the people I've worked with here, from Eddie C. to the Dog, to Imus, to all the people who have been a part of The Fan for all these many years. And I'm not going to mention everybody because I don't want to leave anybody out, but from, you know, from Susan Wallman to, you know, to all the different people, to everyone who's worked here, to all the different shows, to Joe and Evan, to all the different guys who have ever worked on the station, and all the people who came in. There's a lot of them that are still here that broke in the 80s, more than you would think. There's a lot of them that have been here, because The Fan has always, from the beginning, has really been a team. It has been covered like a team. We've acted like a team, and we have always been, I think, even though we've had our squabbles at times and stuff, we've always been run like a team, and we're a very successful and proud operation. And I, for one, am very proud of what we've accomplished here, what we accomplished as Mike and the Mad Dog, what I've accomplished, but also everything that The Fan has accomplished. You know, we have built something that I think is got substance. It's become an iconic station. It's become a station that is revered for the fact that it was the first sports station and really started a complete generation of this format that has saved the AM dial, which has become very successful on the FM dial, which has become very prominent. And just the fact that when we started, being a sports talk show host was something that was a fringe element, to now the sports talk show host is the prominent guy. He is the tastemaker. He is the guy who sets the course, who sets the agenda in every town in America. In the old days, it was the columnist. For a little while, it might have been the guy who did the 11 o'clock news. It is now the guy who does drive time sports, whether he be in the morning, whether he be in the afternoon, depending on the certain city. The bottom line is, it's the guy who does sports talk. And now kids, I hear from all the time, who say, I went to school, I went to this school or that school, I went to this place to learn to be a sports talk show host. It's what I wanted to be since I was little. Since I was a little boy, I wanted to grow up to be a sports talk show host. And that has changed dramatically. And I think The Fan and Mike and the Mad Dog and other shows have done that. And that, as we leave that behind, I'm probably proudest of that, of everything, is that we kind of changed the way sports talk is perceived, and we changed it as a destination and as an occupation. And I'm very proud of that and the place it now has in all the sports media. I thank everyone here that I've worked with throughout the entire building, for those who have been here a couple of years, to those who have been here for 30. Like I said, it's been an incredible run. When I got to Astoria, I remember going there for the first time. Like everyone else, I had dreams of being able to accomplish something. From the first day I went in there, I wanted to stay there. I wanted to do afternoon drive. It was a dream of mine. When you get lucky and you get a chance to do what you dreamt about doing, what you hoped you would do, you feel very fortunate. I feel very fortunate, very blessed for everything that has gone on. I mean, I've been very lucky. The city has been opened wide to me. I've been given incredible access, incredible opportunities. I've been treated royally from the standpoint of the teams to every facet of the city. So, I mean, it has been a dream job, and I've loved every single minute of it. Absolutely. My kids and after their mother was on, I heard from Harrison. I didn't hear from the twins, but Harrison said to tell you that he says hi to everybody. And he wants everyone to know that, you know, he might be around, and so might Jack, doing this in a couple of years. So they want you to be waiting for him. So they might be coming your way in a couple of years. And I get tonight to go see Emily in the Christmas pageant and get her sing, because she sings beautifully. I get to go watch her do that tonight. So when you have those kind of kids like Jack and Emily and Harrison to go home to, and a great wife to go home to, you know what, that's my team. I mean, they've been my team for a long time, but now I can worry more about them than I do whether or not I finish number one. I hope I've always done that, but even sometimes when I've had other pursuits, I hope I've always put them first. But if I haven't for any moment, well, now I promise that I will every moment. So, and I hope I do that, because that's my most important job, and one that I take very seriously. So I'm very proud of what they're doing. They have a great mother. I'm very lucky. Rose's been amazing. She really has. I haven't had an agent all these years, but I really have, because I've always had Ro to help bounce my decisions off, and that's worked very well for me. As I said, she stays in the background, but she listens and she watches, and she's very, very smart, and I'm very lucky to have her. And you know, really, it's an amazing thing to be able to, in these last, you know, last 10 years and then 15 years, and now the kids are going to be 13, that I get a chance to share that with them, this last portion of my career, and that they're old enough to have, you know, seen some of the things we've done in recent years, like at Radio City and some of the recent stuff at the Tiller Center, and they're old enough to understand it, and they got to see their father do what he did. So I'm very happy that that was the case. And like I said, you know, when you have... been blessed with the kind of family I have. I've been very fortunate, and to have the kind of wife I have, who I love more than anything in the world, and that's more important to me than anything. So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm very thankful for everything that has happened here. I mean, really, I've had the best job in the world for 30 years. I never wanted another job. I love doing this job. I still do. I think it's time to go. I've thought that for a while. Whether I'm right or not, you know, you never know for sure, but I think I am. I think it's the right timing. It was always important for me to exit before anybody asked me to leave. It was always important for me to leave when I still felt I had a lot left on my fastball, which I do. And I'm not going away completely. I'm not going to talk about any of that now, because it's not fair to the fan, and it's what we agreed upon. And they kept every word to me, whether you're talking about the CBS people and Les Moonves, or you're talking about the Entercon people and David Field, they have kept every word to me about allowing me to do anything I wanted to do. They told me, you can leave any way you want, you can call all the shots, you can run this any way you want, and we will not say one word, and they haven't. CBS didn't, Entercon didn't, and I thank them for that, so I will honor what I promised, and I will wait for another day to talk about what I have planned for the future, and we'll talk about that in the... weeks and months to come. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be looking forward to reconnect with the audience, which is so important to me. I mean, I have carried that audience with me every day since the day Mike and the Mayor Dog started. They have been with me as something I look at as being very real, and something that is very important, and something I base what I do on. I really do. I have always thought about that. It's not just going in and doing a show and not thinking about who you're performing for. I've always been very conscious of the audience and what the audience wants. I've always thought about that, and tried to, it was never about what I wanted to talk about. It was what I thought the audience wanted to talk about. I always thought that was the most important way to do this, was to say, hey, I envision the guy, or I envision the people driving home tonight on a highway somewhere, stuck in traffic as we all are, and think about what that person's going to do that night. What is going to interest that person that night? Or what is it that's making this city and these people tick right now? What is it that's going to connect to them? And that's what we do. We connect. And it's the audience that gets to make that decision. And I have had, and Dog had, and I have had, we've been able to sustain that. We have had the most loyal audience in radio. I mean, think about it. 30 years in the same job, same time, same station. We've controlled this time period for 30 years, the longest show in the country, 5.5 hours every day. and we have been at the top of the ratings for 30 years. We were, when we started, spring 1990, our third rating book, we were number one. And right now, as we get ready to depart, we are a couple weeks away from this fall book being over in 2018, and we're right at the top right now in 2018, and we've been there all along. So, I mean, and that's because we have had the most loyal, consistent audience that anybody could possibly have, and it showed every time. It showed when we asked you to go to the Radio City, and you sold it out in a couple of minutes. Or we asked you to go to Tillis and you sold it out in an hour. Or we asked you to go to Mulcahy's and you sell that out in 2 hours. So you have been there for us, absolutely been there for us every single day. And I can't tell you how much we owe that to you, owe to you in terms of a debt of gratitude. And we could never thank you for your loyalty and your allegiance and how attentive you have been to us. It is something that... I can't even really start to tell you how thankful I am for what we've been allowed to do and how consistent this audience has been. I've always said this, you know, through the years people have talked about it, written about it, and about how I'm tough on the callers, and I am, because I always said it this way, the caller was someone who wanted to be part of the show. It's only 1% or 2% of the audience, and I always separated the caller from the audience, and a lot of people in radio don't. But I always did. And I always said it this way. I challenge the caller. I cherish the audience. And as anyone out there who has been a faithful listener, wherever you may be right now, listening to the program, and you've never once called the station, understand how much I cherish what you have allowed me to do and given me the opportunity to do for 30 years. You've given me the opportunity to be here, to perform, to be here consistently for all this time. And like I said, I could not have more gratitude than I have for you right now. So I've always challenged the caller because he's part of the show, and I always thought that was my responsibility to do that. But I cherish the audience with everything I have, because you guys have given us just an incredible opportunity to do this for this amount of time. I don't take that lightly that we were able to stay here and be on top for 30 years. I mean, it's been a blessing. It's been an incredible gift to know that every time there was a big game or every time there was a big story, that the city was waiting to get our take. And then after Dog left, the city was waiting to get my take on what was going on the big event, the big deal, the big game, the big trade, whatever the topic was. And to me, that was the gift that has been bestowed on me in this business, to have that audience and have the people care what my opinion is and what my take is on sports and wanting to deliver that. And I'm sure the first time, you know, people have asked me, you know, is it going to hit you today? And I don't think it really will until, and it has a couple times today, and I've had to fight that, but I really feel after the holidays, because I'm used to being off for days around Christmas, and you think so much around Christmas about family, and then it's New Year's, and you throw in some football. But in January, when everyone's back in their regular routine, and I'm not here, and there's that big event, and that big game, and that controversial ending, and I don't have that audience, that ready-made platform to go to speak, I'm sure it's going to impact me and I'm going to feel it a lot. And then I'll know exactly where I am, because I've had that for so long. And that has been with me every day for so long. And I can't tell you how much I've loved that and how much it has meant to me. I really believe that I've had the best job that anyone could have in this city, not just for sports, for anything. For any kind of broadcasting, any kind of entertainment, I never once, until when I decided to leave 2 years ago, I never once thought of leaving here, not one time, from 1989 until 2 years ago. Not one time did I ever talk to anybody about it. Not one time did I entertain an offer. I never considered leaving once. That's how much I love this job. That's how much I thought how special it was to be put in this position once we had found out early on that we were going to be successful, which, you know, fortunately for Dog and I, after a rocky start, we did find out very quickly that what we were doing was working. And we both, thank God, were smart enough to understand that, comprehend that, and make the most of it and realize that we had something special and throw our efforts into that. And except for a couple of times when our egos or my ego or our unreasonable attitude or my unreasonable attitude got in the way. And that only happened two or three times. But except for that, we did pour everything we had into doing the best show we could do. I was blessed to have Dog as a partner, especially for this reason. Number one, because he was a good radio guy. But number two, because he never gave anything except his absolute best effort every day. And that's what I tried to bring here every day. It's what I believe in. I tried to always come in here prepared. I tried to always come in here and give you the best effort I could ever give you. I never mailed in a show. I never mailed in an hour because it was that important to me to do the best I could do because I cared that much about what you thought and because it was what I wanted to do. It was what I really loved doing. You know, when we have an event or something that sets us off, like the Eli thing or the marathon or whatever it might be, those minutes when we're performing, when I'm yelling and screaming about something, and it's not something I'm making up, I believe in that. Sure, I try to make it as entertaining as possible, but I still believe in it. I'm getting a message across. I believe in what my message is. And during that time, I would just stop and think about how unbelievably fortunate I was to be in that position, to be in the position where I got to do this for a living. And I walk out of here tonight in just a couple of minutes when I say goodbye, knowing that, frankly, I have never worked a day in my life because I have loved this. You know, I've told my kids this all the time. I tell them now, I tell Jack, I tell Emily, I tell Harrison, I say, I want you to do all these different things right now. And I tell you, everybody out there who's listening right now, who's thinking about what they're going to do with their life, find something that excites you. Find something that makes you passionate and grab it. First, find out what it is you love and grab it. And then if you can find something, you're blessed. But if you can then, after you're done with your schooling, find something that you can make a living at that you love, well, then you're not only doubly blessed, you'll never work a day in your life. And I walk out of here after 30 years, and I've been handsomely rewarded. But I'll tell you this. While obviously I negotiated as tough as I could, that's a different story. But I also feel like I've never worked a day in my life. Luckily, I didn't have to. There weren't a lot of things I think I would have been good at, but I found something that I knew how to do and something that I love doing. And I leave here after 30 years feeling so unbelievably grateful and unbelievably blessed that I've been able to do this. This has been a great station. It's the greatest city in the world. You guys are the greatest fans in the world. You're passionate, you're knowledgeable, you care, and that means so much. To go to a city that has no passion, anything without passion, is just not the same as something with passion. Passion makes everything better. Passion makes everything more exciting, more challenging, more dynamic, and that's what this city has about everything. I mean, we fight for everything. We fight for a seat on the subway. We fight for the next inch, the next parking lot. We fight for the next lane in the highway. We fight for everything. That's what we are, we're fighters, but that's what makes it great. It's the hard part. It's that it's hard is what makes it great. And that's what the city is. It could be hard, it could be nasty, it could be competitive, but it also is challenging and it's dynamic and it's passionate. And that's what we bring and that's what you guys bring to sports. And that's what anyone who sits in this chair has to bring every day. And you know, I've been asked a lot over the last couple of weeks, you know, how much you're going to miss this. And like I said, I don't know yet. I'm going to miss it, I'm sure, a lot. But I can tell you this. I'm very proud of what Mike and the Mad Dog accomplished. I'm very proud of what I've accomplished. I'm very proud of what the fan has stood for. And like I said, I think it's built on a foundation where it'll be around and it will do well for many, many years to come. I want to thank everyone that I've had a chance to work with. I wish you all success. I wish the people who are going to follow me, Continent and Maggie and Bart, nothing but success. I wish them good luck because they're part of the fan and I will always be part of the fan. It's something I helped create and something that will always mean a lot to me. Can't spell Francesa without F-A-N. And it will always be a part of my heart and part of my being because it's something that means a great deal to me. And all I want to say to you, especially to my family, thank you for being there for me. Jack, Emily, my twins, Harrison, who I couldn't love anybody more than those three, and my lovely wife, who I love more than anything in the world, Ro, that makes it a lot easier to have them to come home to, and you know what? They're more than anybody deserves. And what I want to say to everyone I've worked with, thank you. To the people who have been my day-to-day people here with me, my update guys, Mons and Chris, Cherney, who's been with me for 25 years. We fought like crazy. We didn't talk for months. Sometimes he probably hated my guts, probably more often than not. But you know what? We were able to be incredibly successful together, and that's really what it's about. That's what his job is. He had to manage me, and that's what he did. And we were able to win a whole bunch of championships, and I'm very proud of that, exceedingly proud. But more than anything else going out, I want to thank you guys, the listeners, the audience. Because without you, we don't last a week. We don't last a month. So what I'd like to say to you is I will miss you. I thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I love you. Goodbye.